Easy to watch games from the comforts of your own house yesterday, or kind of tough, or hungry to get out there and start playing?
Combination of relaxing, but some anxiousness. You know, you want to be out there playing, especially playoff football. So this is the best time of the year, and this is what you wait for, and it's what you play for. So it was fun to, you know, be able to rest physically and mentally and enjoy some football, but, you know, now focus on our opponent.
Along those lines, how hungry is this football team right now?
Always hungry. You know, I think from the start of the season, we knew what our potential was, and our focus is just getting better, period. You know, that's every week, and we know the challenge ahead. Baltimore, you know, historical team, great defense. We got a challenge to come into our home field. We got to execute.
Along those lines, you saw it again yesterday. They always play with a heightened sense of emotion. How do you sort of combat that, I guess?
Yeah, that's the beauty of football, man. You play it one time a week, and it's an emotional game, and those guys, they play it right. And, you know, we got to master intensity, you know, and we got to make sure we execute on every phase of this team. So we're excited. We know what the challenge is again, and we know what we got to do to win.
They've been pretty good all year at keeping teams out of the sort of the bend, not break.
Yep.
Obviously, the important level rises in the playoffs, put the ball in the end zone.
It is. They did a good job versus Indy last night, and that's something that we've been focusing on too. Situational football is going to win you games, and third downs, red area, those are things where it swings the game from 3 to 7 points. So we're going to focus on those areas and make sure that, you know, we're executing at a high rate.
What can you take out of the last matchup with them in week 15?
Just to know that we got to bring our A game. You know, again, they're an emotional team. They play this game right, physical, and we got to mash that up front and know that, you know, we got to make plays when the opportunity's there.
You guys have 12, 13 days of rest, I believe it is. They're going to have 5. How much more of an advantage is that for you guys?
You know, it does become an advantage if you take, if you're smart with it. You know, I think we came in, got some good work in last week as far as practice goes, got some workouts this week, and to stay fresh and stay mentally sharp. And now physically we're good. We just got to make sure we get into the practice field and dial everything in, knowing that we're executing at a high rate so we can play these guys.
Ray Lewis, the main, he didn't play when you guys played him the first time around. He'll be back this time. Again, I guess sort of along the lines of the emotional standpoint, but he does a lot for that team.
He does. You know, he's the leader of that team. These guys played a lot of football. He's won a lot of games. He plays it right. And we know that we got to, you know, take him out of the game. We got to make sure we block him in the run and pass. And again, when it comes down to it, we know we got to take care of ourselves and make sure we execute the plays called, because everybody trusts in this team and everyone in this locker room. So that's our focus.
Any thoughts on Bernard Pollard getting back? Did you watch tape of him in the secondary the first time?
Did. Yeah, he wasn't there first game we played then, but he's a good player. Big physical guy, likes to come down and hit. And again, we got to be able to block him in the running game and be smart in the passing game.
You had a pretty physical game the last time. Does any of that, you think, carry over? Is that last game?
Yeah, it's last game. Obviously, I feel like everybody's a competitor in this league, and Williams is a great DB and a guy that plays with emotions and plays the game right too. So we got to make sure we match what they bring, and that's going to be some physicalness, some emotions, and executing.
Rick, have you had a matchup before or since against a guy like Williams who was, there was that much jawing going back and forth, and that much kind of one-on-one matchup?
I think every game you see jawing. I think it's part of the game. The competitive nature. You know, it's one-on-one battles that you face every play, and you got to make sure that, you know, you're bringing that emotional piece as well. And I don't think I've faced a guy maybe as physical as him since, but again, there's a lot of good DBs in this league, and every week you got to be prepared.
Do you enjoy going up against him as much as anyone?
You know, it was my first time going up against him, and I think he's a great player. Yeah, I love, you know, being able to challenge myself going against some of the best defensive backs in this league, and it just challenges you and sees where your game's at.